Hello, my name is Chuck Port. Welcome to my secondary website and to my webpage titled Science and the Bible. As a Christian, I believe in a concept called dual revelation, that God has revealed himself to mankind through two things: through his word, the Bible, and through his world, this universe and planet where we live. The Bible itself tells us in both the Old Testament and the New that God has revealed himself to mankind through creation. King David, writing in his 19th Psalm, said, "The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the earth reveals his handiwork. Day after day speaks to us, and night after night presents knowledge to us. There is no place in the world where this message has not been understood." And the Apostle Paul, writing in Romans chapter 1, said that God has so completely revealed himself to us through the things that he has made that we are all without excuse, that he has revealed everything from his eternal power, seen in the starry universe that we see in the sky overhead at night, to his personal nature, revealed in a human race created in the image and likeness of God. And in the final book of the Bible, in Revelation chapter 14, verse 7, we are told that these words are included in the gospel message: "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who created the heavens and the earth, the oceans and the springs of fresh water." God clearly expects us to recognize that this wonderful planet, with its marvelous skies, its beautiful lands, its awesome oceans, and its wonderful sources of fresh water, are uniquely made for us and means that we should be willing to glorify him and thank him for it. Because I believe that both of these revelations, creation and the Bible, come from the same God, it is my expectation that if I truly understand what the Bible is saying, and I truly understand the genuine discoveries of science, I will find that these two revelations are in perfect harmony or concord with each other. This webpage is a presentation of my own conclusions concerning how science and the Bible agree.